Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. From time to time, I do these article episodes. And when I do the article episodes, I don't pre-read them. I just dive in. And I just saw this one from the Laugh Button, which asks, what stand-up specials you should watch based on your favorite TV show? Okay, this is by Jocelyn. Thank you, Jocelyn, for putting this together. Now, this first thing that Jocelyn suggests is if you are a fan of a TV show allegedly called Bob's Burgers. Now, before we even get into this, let me ask you two questions. First question. No, honestly, first question. I know you know where I'm going, but I'm going to ask you because you know the answer is no. That question. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no, you've never seen it. You've seen drawings of it. You've seen promos for it while you're watching football. But have you ever actually seen an episode of Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. The second question, have you ever met anyone who has seen an episode of Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. And here's why. The show's not real. I get that they promote it. Fox, you're watching football. Fox is like, hey, coming up after this Tom Brady game, Bob's Burgers. But they know you're switching over to NBC. You're going to watch Alan Chris. You're going to watch Aaron Rodgers do his thing in prime time. You're not watching Fox. So they just make up stuff. And they're like, yeah, the Simpsons is still on. When's the last time you saw the Simpsons? 15 years ago? Are they really still making Simpsons episodes? Are you sure? You know, so they throw on a Simpsons rerun just in case you're a little slow on the remote. And then allegedly Bob's Burgers is off. I'll tell you what, during the football game on some Sunday night, switch over. There's a test pattern on Fox. I guarantee you. Anyway, if we're going to play along with Jocelyn, the Bob's Burgers cast features several stand-ups and none of their specials disappoint. Jocelyn suggests Eugene Merman's specials in particular feature fun pranks and goofy voices. Perfect for fans of Gene, who's allegedly a character on this Bob's Burgers show. Known prankster Kristen Schaal, also allegedly on the show. And Jocelyn says, Kristen Schaal special also plays with the genre of stand-up and has the perfect amount of weirdness with a finale that is truly insane, original, and hilarious. Spoilers, Jocelyn. Come on. You'll find Eugene Merman's A Vegan on his way to the complaint store on Amazon Prime. Kristen Schaal live at the Fillmore is on Paramount Plus, which means nobody's going to see that. All right, next show. Jocelyn says, if you like Ted Lasso... Of course you should like Ted Lasso. And she says, if Ted Lasso is known for one thing, it's nice comedy. If you're looking for a similar vibe, there's no better good guy comedian than Ron Funches. His special Giggle Fit is delightfully fun and very aptly named. He talks about things he loves and caring for his son and keeps his signature huge smile on throughout, much like Ted himself. Another comedian to check out would be Pete Holmes. Yeah, I could see that. Though Pete Holmes' comedy's gotten dirtier over the years, he still radiates the joy of, in his words, a fun dad. Ron Funches, Giggle Fit on Paramount Plus, so you're not going to see it. Pete Holmes, Dirty Clean, HBO Max. We all have HBO Max, you'll see that. All right, what if you like Veep? For the perfect mix of disgusting and political satire, check out Mark Maron's End Times Fun. That is a great special. On the more political side, Lewis Black delivers his signature expletive-filled and cynical comedy that Veep fans will love. Check out his special, Thanks for Risking Your Life, filmed in March 2020. Mark Maron, End Times, is on Netflix. Watch that. Make that the next thing you do. Lewis Black, Thanks for Risking Your Life, on Amazon. What if you liked Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I think this is a stretch. Jocelyn wrote, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a wonderfully goofy and silly and has a huge heart underneath. Okay, for that reason, fans should check out James Acaster's repertoire on Netflix. Yeah, that special is a series of four of the goofiest, silliest stand-up one-man shows out there. But underneath the crazy scenarios and over-the-top theatrics lies an emotional core. Like Nine-Nine, Acaster's themes ride below the surface of gags. And it won't be until the end that you realize the stand-up pretending to be an undercover cop pretending to be a stand-up just shared some important truths about life with you. Spoilers, Jocelyn! Another comedian with off-the-charts stage presence and goofiness is Baron Vaughn. Vaughn's Comedy Central half hour is a tour de force in and of itself. Much like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Baron Vaughn tackles serious social issues in a funny way. James Acaster repertoire on Netflix. Baron Vaughn Comedy Central half hour is on Comedy Central. Oh yeah, Chelsea Peretti, who's actually on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, her special, One of the Greats, on Netflix. Maybe you're a fan of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but you're listening to me. I bet you're not. If what really attracted you to Crazy Ex was the comedy songs, you'll love Garfunkel and Oates. Garfunkel and Oates, Trying to Be Special, is on Netflix. From the Laugh Button, 10 of our favorite Adam Sandler moments in TV and film. Longtime listeners know I love Adam Sandler. Yeah, I love him. He's great. So let's see what the laugh button says are 10 great Adam Sandler moments. Saturday Night Live, Opera Man. Oh, laugh button says, gun to our head. If we could only pick one Adam Sandler character on SNL to highlight, it would be Opera Man. The conceit is definitely silly, which is Adam Sandler singing the headlines of the day in questionable Italian / broken English. No. Billy Madison, the puppy that lost its way. Spoilers, the film's ending features a Jeopardy-like game in which Adam Sandler is asked about the Industrial Revolution and how it changed society forever. Sandler hilariously reverts back to a story from earlier in the film that has nothing to do with the question whatsoever. All right. Happy Gilmore, The Price is Wrong, Bitch. There's a scene that's going to follow both Adam Sandler and Bob Barker to their graces. In Happy Gilmore, Sandler and Barker team up for a celebrity charity golf tournament. As Adam Sandler's game being so poor increasingly irritates Bob Barker, they wind up getting into a verbal and then physical fight that ends with a pretty iconic headbutt. I'll give you that one, Adam Sandler. Next, The Wedding Singer, Grow Old With You. This is one of the three good Adam Sandler movies. They are the ones with Drew Barrymore and Uncut Gems. This is one of the ones with Drew Barrymore. In 1998, Adam Sandler managed to show a softer side in The Wedding Singer. In the film's climax, it showed him getting on a plane to help win over Drew Barrymore with some help from Billy Idol. The resulting song, Grow Old With You, is a moment that has stuck with us long after the film has come out due to its sweet lyrics. Adam Sandler managed to knock it out of the park and show he's much more than just the guy who gets beat up by Bob Barker. Next up, The Water Boy, Water Sucks. In one of the film's best-remembered scenes, Adam Sandler's having a tough time getting angry until he starts envisioning all the other players talking crap about water by way of Henry Winkler. And I love Henry Winkler. My Adam Sandler non-love might cancel out my Henry Winkler love. Not a fan. Punch Drunk Love, A Phone Call. In his first dramatic performance, Paul Thomas Anderson managed to pull a thrilling performance out of Adam Sandler, where his 0 to 60 levels of intensity are used for more than just laughs. Here we see Adam Sandler calling up a call girl center who's been threatening him and getting into a heated exchange with their supervisor, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Seeing these two duke it out was worth the price of admission alone. Next up, from Anger Management, I Feel Pretty. Nothing calms you down like a Stephen Sondheim song, says the laugh button. As Adam Sandler's character is starting to feel his road rage get to him, Jack Nicholson has him pull the side of the road and sing the West Side Story classic, and damn if it doesn't work. Damn. Rain Over Me, Therapy. Here's a lesser-known example of Adam Sandler exploring his raw emotions, but in our opinion, made for one of his best performances. In Rain Over Me, he plays a painter who lost his family in 9/11 and rather go through life just pretending it never happened. In this clip, we see Sandler's character Charlie open up about what happened on the first time. It's another example of just how good Adam Sandler can be when he's in the zone. Adam Sandler's got it in him. He just chooses to make stupid movies. I absolutely admit, he's got it. He just doesn't do it. From 100% Fresh, Phone, Wallet, Keys. So I tell you, I host this thing on the Live by Live app called The Weekly Comedy Thing. Every now and then, I have to play an Adam Sandler clip because he's in the news. This is my favorite Adam Sandler bit. It's a nice little song about the three things one needs in their life, their phone, their wallets, and their keys. It's catchy. I will give it to you. From Uncut Gems, the Opal, Uncut Gems is the best Adam Sandler movie because he's not doing dopey Adam Sandler stuff. As I said, he can do it. You should do it, Adam. Sandler plays Howard Ratner, a diamond salesman who just can't stop going big instead of going home. In the scene that they reference on the laugh button, Adam Sandler is working his magic on basketball player Kevin Garnett and showing off his prized possession, an opal. Those are Laugh Button's 10 favorite Adam Sandler moments in TV and film. And that is your comedy news for today. Yeah, article filler. It's a weekend. Sometimes I skip a day. Busted. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows, Instagram @DailyComedyNews, buymeacoffee.com/DailyComedyNews. See you tomorrow.